current theme in the teachings of the Four Sijans is that you have to make the Dharma your own. In other words, you can read about it, you can hear about it, think about it. And if that's as far as you go, that's still the Buddha's Dharma, somebody else's Dharma. You can practice it a little bit, but unless you really push yourself, you don't really know how true that Dharma is. And it's not really your own. This is one of the reasons why the Ajahns recommend going out in the forest, changing your environment to test yourself. Because there are times when the meditation is going well, the mind seems to be perfectly okay, but you don't really know. Is it because your surroundings are okay? Or do you really have the inner strength that the meditation is supposed to give? So you test that by going someplace else. For lay people, it means coming here to the monastery. For the monks, it means going out, finding another place to see when you're alone, without your ordinary surroundings. What's the state of the mind? And what can you do to strengthen that state of the mind? What are the qualities you're lacking? Your ability to step back and watch yourself is really important here, so you don't get sucked into unskillful mind states and carried away by them. The problem is a lot of those unskillful mind states are not just mind states. You feel them in the body as well. There's a sense of irritation, a sense of dis-ease. And because you're in the body, okay, you're going to be in that mind state too. That's the normal way of thinking. So it's important that you learn how to step back and just watch as if from outside. The breath gives you a good place to do that. And this is when you begin to appreciate the usefulness of the breath and the reliability of the breath. It's always your home. You can always work with it, no matter what. Even when you're sick, you can work with the breath in a way that can turn a heavy pain into a lighter pain, or at least put you in a place where the pain doesn't have to really stab at the mind. And pain here can be either physical or emotional. You've got the breath there. Wherever you go, there's the breath. And you can use that as a reminder for all the good qualities you've heard about that go along with the breathing, the mindfulness, alertness, persistence, endurance, ardency. Push yourself so that you can see, okay, these things really do provide a good foundation for the mind. And when you've seen it for yourself, you've seen it in your own mind, then that Dharma becomes yours. It's not just the Buddha's Dharma or somebody else's Dharma. You have the power of conviction to get you through a difficult situation. The power of endurance when you find that you can do things you didn't think you could do. It gives you a lot more confidence. And we need to test these things, because we face a lot of issues in life that we don't like to think about, and many of us don't prepare for, but we do have to prepare. Aging comes, and you find that certain of your bodily functions no longer work. There's a great passage in the canon where a king says that when he was young, he thought he had the strength of two men. And now that he's 80, he thinks of putting his foot one place, and it won't even go there, it goes someplace else. The body gets less and less good at repairing itself. So actions that used to not take too much out of you, that you could used to be able to recover from very quickly, you find take longer and longer to recover, and after a while it doesn't seem like it's recovering at all. And then different parts just stop working. And some of their stopping is life-threatening. And all of a sudden you realize that you're alone. Sometimes the doctors can help, and sometimes they can't help. If you've developed qualities in the mind that you're confident in, that you've tested and learned to trust because you've tested them, then aging, illness, and death don't threaten you that much. If you haven't tested these qualities, then you really don't know. So an important principle in the practice is when things get good, you try to test them, push the envelope, extend yourself further. You get comfortable sitting for an hour, okay, try an hour and a half. Try sitting up late into the night. When you're doing walking meditation, do a little bit more than you've done before. Go someplace you've never been before. And see what you have inside to fall back on. When you've learned that you really do have something to fall back on, that gives you a lot more confidence in yourself and in the qualities of the Dharma. These qualities of the Buddha and the Dharma, the Sangha, that we're trying to internalize. You know them for sure only when you've tested them. I've noticed a lot of people who get interested in the Pali Canon, but if they don't really practice it, or if they practice it just in their ease and comfort, their interest begins to wane. They start getting cynical about the whole thing. But it's the people who have tested the teachings, those are the ones who maintain their confidence, maintain their conviction that what the Buddha taught is really true. That's because they've seen these qualities arise within them. They've seen that they actually can develop them in ways that they wouldn't have expected. This is when the Dharma really hits home, is when you find to your surprise that you have more strength than you thought you had, more resilience, more endurance. You're faced with a difficult situation and you find you can use your ingenuity to get beyond it. It strengthens your confidence both in yourself and in the Dharma, because they become one and the same thing. Your mind becomes Dharma. You've made it your own. And that's not by imposing your ideas about the Dharma on it. It means you basically make yourself into Dharma. So the voices inside you that say, I can't do this, or that it's too much to ask, you learn you don't have to listen to them. So it's good to stretch yourself. Stretch yourself to fit the Dharma. And that way you make the Dharma your own. And once it's really your own, there's a nice passage in the canon where someone says that even if the whole world rose up against the Buddha, he'd still side with the Buddha from what he had seen in his own practice. So the Dharma gets bigger in your heart, because the world gets smaller, it becomes less and less of an issue. Because you realize that the issues outside are nothing compared to the issues inside. And you start straightening out these issues inside. The battle's won.